Friends, now this next one is a sad thing, and I like to do it as reverent as we could. And everybody keep real quiet, because there really is a message in it. It goes like this. Now, me and Liz was on our first date. We was a-setting at this red light, a-having to wait. This old boy walked up with a big possum grin, and he just opened the car door and got right in. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Now, you know, the thing that was getting me the most was the way this old boy seemed to feel his oats. Man, he was really getting under my skin, just sitting over at that big stupid grin. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Now, I ain't too smart, but I could still see. This whole deal looked all fouled up to me. So I thought I better stop it. It was going too far. Because she was hugging me and he's hugging her. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Now, I know it wasn't right. But what could I say? I thought just kind of let it go along that way. Pretty soon, I seen that I was getting out on a limb. Because I couldn't kiss her without kissing him. And man, I thought, what kind of deal is this? So I stopped the car. I said, now look here, Liz. I bet that flame you hadn't better tell me who this guy is. She said, I don't know him. I thought he was your friend. I said, well, if you don't know him, what's he doing here then? Man, I thought, what kind of deal is this? So I stopped. I grabbed him by the collar. I jerked him out of the car. He was a little bitty feller. I said, buddy, I ain't never seen nobody like you are. How come you pull these kind of jokes? He said, well, sometimes it works and sometimes it don't. Man, I thought, what kind of deal is this? So I drew back my fist. I was going to hit him in the face. Man, he broke loose and outrun a snake. So now, here I stand just looking at Liz, and both of us are wondering who this guy is. Now, what kind of deal do you think this is? Hoss, if you find out, I wish you'd let me know. It's torn me up like a sow's bed. I ain't ever...